and welcome to MIS, everybody. I'm your host, Todd Wolfhurst, and on this episode of MIS, we're going to be talking about ransomware. I'm sure you've heard a lot about it in the news, whether it's shutting down gas stations or making it difficult for you at home to look at your family photos. Ransomware is here. So let's talk a little bit about what ransomware is and what you can do to defend yourself against it. Ransomware is essentially malicious computer code. Oftentimes, it comes into your computer via an email or from a website. In many cases, it threatens to publish your personal data, or it encrypts local files on your computer or computers, depending on if they're networked together, and then holds those files or the release of that personal data ransom until you pay some sort of, ransom. Hence the term ransomware. It's a play off software, ransomware. You have to pay the ransom to get your data back. The history of ransomware goes back decades, but the basic concept remains the same. The attacker delivers some sort of code to the target computer, typically via email. Inside of that email is some sort of nefarious payload that launches and then starts to encrypt the computer files with an encryption algorithm. Now think of an encryption algorithm as a lock. And once those computer files get locked, oftentimes you need the key to unlock those files. What the attackers then do is extort money from you in the form of a ransom to give you the key to unlock those files. Oftentimes the key is just some sort of random string of letters and numbers that you can type into the computer that then unlocks all of your files so that you can recover them. What makes this type of attack so deadly and so nefarious is that if the attackers can infiltrate a large corporate network, they can encrypt all of the computer files across all of the networks on that company, and essentially locking that company out of their computers altogether. When that happens, it's very, very difficult for the company to recover their systems. It can be done, but it can take a long time and it can be very expensive. The purpose of this specific podcast isn't so much for how corporations can recover from ransomware, but for what you as an individual can do at home on your home computer or home computers to recover your files, or how to stop ransomware attacks before they even get started. So let's get into that. There's three basic things you can do to help protect yourself from ransomware. The first thing you can do is install updates. Most computers and most devices have the ability to install updates from the vendor. For example, Windows-based computers have patches that come out every month. Usually comes out on a Tuesday. We call that Patch Tuesday. On that Tuesday, Microsoft releases new patches that you can download and install for free onto your computer. Now, why is this important? It's important because a lot of times the bad guys will exploit errors in the operating system code software to make it easier to deliver their ransomware to your devices or your computers. Now, it's not just Microsoft. A lot of times you'll see updates that come for Chromebook computers, for Apple iPhones, Apple iPads, whatever the case may be. Make sure that you keep your device's software up to date. By keeping your device's software up to date, that helps reduce the attack surface that a bad actor can use when trying to deliver bad code onto your devices, including ransomware. The second thing you can do is run virus protection. Now, a lot of devices will come automatically installed with some sort of virus protection. Again, let's take a look at Microsoft Windows. Windows comes, most modern versions that is, come with something called Windows Defender. Windows Defender is Microsoft's built in virus protection software. The software will automatically update and install. There are third-party virus protection tools out there, and a lot of those can be great. But whether you choose to use Microsoft's Defender or a third-party virus protection tool, whatever you do, make sure that you run it often and that you keep it up to date. The last thing that you can do is make sure that you have good backups of all of your data. Now, what do I mean when I say that? When I say making sure that you have good backups of all of your data, I mean all of your digital files. We live in a world today where more and more of the things that we do are digital, whether that's taking pictures with your digital camera or your smartphone. Oftentimes, our tax returns are done online, and the digital files that we have are sometimes stored locally or sometimes stored in the cloud with that tax preparer's software. Whatever it is that you do in your digital world, if those files are stored locally on your local computer or your local device, at some point you're going to want or need to make sure that you have another copy somewhere of those digital assets that you've accumulated over the years. That's really just a fancy way of saying have another copy of your most important documents stored somewhere other than your local computer. That can be on a USB drive, that can be somewhere in a cloud-based service like Google Docs, Microsoft OneDrive. It can be as simple as just plugging in a USB stick to your computer and making a good backup of all the files that you want to make sure that you keep a copy of. Think of it this way. If your computer were physically stolen, what is on there that you want to make sure that you have another copy of so that if you bought a brand new computer, you could transfer the files back? That's really what we're saying when you should always have a good backup copy of your files. Your computer is gone. It's been stolen. Now, how do you go about retrieving the files that you would need to replace and put on a new device once you've purchased it? Once you've thought about it that way, then it's much easier to think about the things that you need to back up. So let me take myself, for example, and I'll tell you some of the things that I back up. I make sure to back up all my digital photos. I want to make sure I can retrieve those in the event of ransomware, but also theft or hardware failure of one of my devices. I also make sure that I back up important documents, things like tax returns or my resume. Of course, all of my podcast files I make sure are totally backed up. Really, any file that you created that's important to you should be backed up in some form. Again, whether that's inside of some sort of cloud-based service like Google Documents or Microsoft OneDrive, or even just a physical device like a USB drive, those are all great methods to backing up the files that you want. And in the case of a ransomware event, if the people that are trying to steal your data, if you have a backup copy somewhere, you can simply erase your computer, install the operating system again, and then copy over all of your files that you have backed up. And that way, you can make sure that you have access to all of your information at any one time. The important thing to remember here when we talk about backups is to make sure that those backups are stored somewhere other than just your local PC. That way, in the event of a worst-case scenario, you do get hit by ransomware, you can recover your data, and you don't have to rely on trying to pay some sort of crazy ransomware via cryptocurrency like Bitcoin or Ethereum. I hope you all found this podcast useful. Thanks as always, everybody, and have a great day. Until next time, I'm your host, Todd Wolfhurst, and this is MIS.